Good morning. It's 6:06. I'm Jeremy Loeb, APR News. We'll have a look at the day's weather in just a few minutes. A company researching the development of oil-bearing Hartzell sandstone in northwest Alabama says plans are on hold while the state develops mining regulations. The Times Daily reports officials with MS Industries II recently met with state geologist Nick II and members of the State Oil and Gas Board. CEO Steve Smith says the board is probably a year or more from having regulations in place. The company in 2010 began researching oil-bearing mineral deposits that stretch from Morgan County west into Mississippi. The company purchased property in Lawrence and Colbert counties with the plan of using surface mining techniques to remove the minerals and extract crude oil. The Southern Christian Leadership Conference is holding its national convention in Birmingham this week. The civil rights group was once led by the Reverend Martin Luther King, Jr. APR's Stan Ingold reports it will last until Wednesday.
The Atlanta-based Southern Christian Leadership Conference opened its national convention yesterday in Birmingham. The SCLC says the four-day event will feature perspectives on current civil rights challenges. The group will look at its role in addressing those issues both in the United States and abroad. SCLC President Charles Steele of Tuscaloosa spoke at an opening event last night. Other sessions include talks about restoring the Voting Rights Act, the state of the black church, and helping women move up the corporate ladder. Martin Luther King Jr. was the first president of the SCLC. His daughter Bernice King and actress Robin Givens are among those expected to attend the convention. Stan Ingold, APR News.
Officials from the military and the aerospace industry will be in Huntsville today. The city is playing host to the 2014 Space and Missile Defense Symposium. The event will include an exhibit hall, talks on math and science education, and a job fair for veterans. The Southern Research Institute in Birmingham is one of the participating companies. Vice President Mike Johns says the symposium will benefit more than just its attendees.
It's a great forum to bring a lot of the key decision makers from government in one location and also the key executives and decision makers from companies in one location, so you can really get a lot done in one particular meeting. And it's a good way to support the Huntsville community, too.
The symposium will be hosted at the Von Braun Center in Huntsville, Alabama. It runs through Thursday. Plans to relocate and expand the Cook Museum of Natural Science in Decatur are growing, with officials now saying they plan a much larger facility. They estimate it could cost $15 million and open in early 2017. Brian Cook, president of the museum's board of directors, tells the Decatur Daily market research shows the new facility could receive over 200,000 visitors in the first year. The Cook family has pledged $7 million for the project. Now for a look at the day's weather, we go to WVUA's Peter Crank.
A good Monday morning to you. As we start off this work week, we're going to see warm and humid conditions continue. For today, we'll be partly cloudy skies and a couple of showers and thunderstorms throughout the afternoon and evening hours once again for our Monday. High temperatures will be in those lower 90s for much of the state. Mid-90s are possible in the southeastern portions of the state as well. Tonight will be partly cloudy and lows in the lower 70s. I'm WVUA's Peter Crank, and that's your local forecast.
And I'm Jeremy Loeb, APR News.